nice to finish this part of the season, you know, back where we know we can be, and I think we've done that today. Obviously room for improvement, but you know, good starting point for a new crew.
You blasted the last 1,000 metres in impressive fashion. I gave the Germans a right scare for the silver.
We were a little bit off the pace off the start, but we've always had confidence in our mid-race pace and real confidence that we could come back at them through the middle. And you know, that last K, we did what we had to do. A bit of a steering issue in the last 100 metres put us onto a buoy line, but you know, we'll take the bronze and we'll move on.
Was there an enormous sense of relief as well, because you've had your troubles in the last 12 months as a boat, and at the crucial moment it looks like you might be coming good?
We've had a really rocky 12 months. You know, we've still got kind of 40 odd days to go, and I'm sure we can do a lot of work on training camp next week, and we know what our weaknesses are and we know where we can improve, so we'll see where we go.
Debbie had obviously spent every last ounce of energy. Sarah, you tell me that's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual with Debbie. She is an athlete that produces a huge amount of lactate, and she's also an athlete that's massively explosive, so 2,000 metres is a long way for her to go. Absolutely, she was there with them for every stroke there, and that's what the most important thing is. She has to be as good on the last stroke as she is on the first.
So you feel you've got more room for improvement, Beth?
Yeah, we've shown today that we've got good base speed. We've also shown today that we're a bit off the pace off the start, so that's an obvious point to work on. And you know, we can always make changes within a crew, no matter what whether it's Olympic year or you know, a normal year for us. That last 40 days, we'll do some hard training, we'll do some technical training, and we'll get there.